In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, good morning, everyone, and happy Advent as we begin a new ecclesiastical year. It may seem strange that the Church does not mark the start of a year as the secular world does on January 1st, around the time of the winter solstice, but rather 4 weeks beforehand. And the reason for this is that we as Christians, for us, time is not determined simply or solely by astronomical calculations, but rather by the two comings, for the word Advent means coming, of our Lord Jesus Christ. His first coming was his birth as a human being at Bethlehem on a cold winter night some 2,025 years ago. But this coming, which was foretold by the prophet Isaiah in the 8th century before Christ, in the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest mountain and raised above the hills. All nations shall stream toward it, and many people shall come and say, come, let us climb the Lord's mountain to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways and we may walk in his paths. Jesus came into our world to perfect the teachings of the Mosaic Law and to extend those teachings to all the ends of the earth. He was also of royal descent, and he was descended from King David legally through Saint Joseph, who acknowledged him as his son, and by blood through his mother Mary. But as we saw last week in the Feast of Christ the King, Jesus transformed the concept of kingship from the power of earthly sovereignty to a realm not of this world, that of the kingdom of heaven. And in addition to Christ's coming in the past in his incarnation, which we will celebrate at Christmas, the season of Advent also looks forward to his second coming in power and glory at the end of the world. It is this coming which Jesus foretells in today's gospel. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know the day on which your Lord will come. Well, we know that the Son of Man, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, has already come once in his birth, death, and resurrection. But we still await his final redemption at the last judgment, when the dead shall be raised, when the secrets of hearts will be revealed, and our bodies will be transformed, and a new heaven and a new earth will be created. How do we live our lives in this in-between time when our salvation has been inaugurated but not yet fully realized? This was a question that occupied the early Christians in the time of Saint Paul, when many expected the second coming to happen within their lifetime. And some 2,000 years later, we are still waiting for the end of the world. No one knows when that will be, whether tomorrow or billions of years from now. But we do know that, for each one of us, the world will end with our death. And so the question remains, how do we live our lives in the light of the incarnation and in expectation of the last judgment? And to that question, each one of us will have a somewhat different answer, based on our individual personalities and the circumstances of our own lives. But for each of us, the guiding principle of that answer will be the same. The reality of Jesus Christ at work in our lives, transforming us into his image and likeness. It is the same principle which was told by Saint Paul in his letter to the Romans. You know the time, it is the hour now for you to awake from sleep, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is advanced, the day is at hand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.